we're searching for theories which, as you say, have no walls, that is, are not bounded by anything. They are not constrained by the universe in any way. They're applicable everywhere, every place, every when. There are those who think that the psychological world is not properly thought of as separate from the physical world. These cutting-edge theories are telling us that much about the universe which we experience in day-to-day life is but a thin veneer covering the true workings of the universe that modern science is beginning to expose. In the latter part of the 20th century, there's been a divergence between the two camps, the experimentalists and the theorists, and the basic reason is theory has so far outrun the ability of experimenters to actually perform experiments on what the theorists are talking about. These ideas are so new and so strange that we kind of have to invent a language to describe the new ideas. The current theories, in particular this one called string theory, which is a theory which for the first time melds together the laws of the small quantum theory and the laws of the large, Einstein's general relativity, requires that the universe have at least 6 and probably 7 more spatial dimensions than we're directly aware of. Quantum theory does incredibly well at describing the microscopic particles, electrons and quarks that make up things. Einstein's general relativity does a great job in describing gravity, the motion of planets and stars and galaxies, but it turns out that each of these well-tested theories says the other is wrong. I think certainly at first sight one thinks of science as a fairly cold, mechanistic endeavor where, in the end of the day, you are doing experiments and trying to explain what you find in as objective, in as completely a non-emotional way as possible. The ideas of modern science really impinge upon the deepest questions of the ages, and these are questions that are far from emotionless. The only way to judge a theory is ultimately by how it stands up to those cold, hard experimental facts. Cosmology and the question of the Big Bang is likely to be the arena in the next 10 years where string theory really shows its true colors. Quantum theory says the best you can ever hope to do is predict how the universe will evolve according to the likelihood that it will end up in some outcome. And Einstein just felt, look, that's not how physics works. Physics should tell us what will happen, not the probability. But it's often the case that you can trace an intellectual history that absolutely required those initial steps before those subsequent ones could be taken. Math was developed without any care for its application to the world around us. Then a physical theory comes along which needs exactly that math, and luckily for us, it was already developed. Is it true that any and all mathematics that's ever developed will ultimately have some relevance to physics? I don't think so, though not all physicists agree. There's some who say, if it's good mathematics, ultimately the universe is going to make use of it in some manner. We have found that there are more exotic evolutions that the fabric of space can undergo. So the fabric of anything, if you stretch it enough, it'll rip. And the question is, or at least one that occurred to us is, can the fabric of the universe rip? And we found that in the context of string theory, the answer is yes, the fabric can rip. One of the deepest questions of science is, you know, why does the universe have the properties that we see in the world around us, and are they explainable? We do hope, one day, to be able to explain why the electron weighs what it does, why the quarks weigh what they do, and these are actually very crucial numbers, because if they change by too much from what they're currently observed, the universe, as we know, goes away. So I think that perhaps is the deepest question in all of science to explain those features, those attributes of the universe, and string theory is our first hope for a framework for doing just that.